You have all the times when Jesus said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he says, you know, bless them to curse you, bless them to persecute you. So there's a sense to which when people come against you, you literally just take it on the chin. You know, when the enemies of God come against you for the gospel's sake. Now with brothers, there's a sort of an interesting thing that, you know, when they seek forgiveness, you give it to them. They do need to seek it. Now let's say a brother is behaving terribly. A man who is called a brother. In fact, when I use that phrase, it reminds me of another place in the writings of Paul where he says, you know, if there be any, you know, he said, I wrote a letter to you. This is from Corinthians, I believe. I wrote a letter to you not to keep company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world. For if that was the case, then you must need go out of the world. If he's saying, you know, hey, I told you not to hang out with fornicators. Now, not altogether with the fornicator. What he means is, you know, you may have business dealings with fornicators. You may work for a fornicator. You may be the slave of a fornicator. So to some degree, you're going to have dealings with fornicators. Okay? But he said, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, with such a one not to eat. And again, I'm not saying if a brother fornicate and turn to you and say, I repent. But is if a brother be a fornicator. That means that's what he is right now. Not that he is, that he had a, like as it says, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. But if a brother just be a fornicator and it's just, that's just what he is. If he's in that sin and he's just walking in it, do not eat with him. And that's like the least thing. You know what I mean? You don't keep fellowship with him. A brother. And it's not, and the thing is, the point is, it's not because like he's done anything really against you. You know what I mean? It's for his sake that you do it. That his soul may be saved. You do it to provoke them to repentance. Right? These things all have to be done with love in mind. And the Spirit really teaches us what that is. I hope it was in the last day where I talked about love. Yeah, I think I was. You know, that what true love is. I'm glad that didn't get lost. We got to be tender-hearted towards one another in the church. You know, I like the Holy Spirit. It's a seal on us. And it's like in the old days, it was like a stamp. It's the seal of God. Not like turtle wax necessarily. It is more like, you know, it is on us, putting his mark on us. Unto the day of redemption. Well, I thought he already redeemed us with his blood. Well, he did. I mean, his purposes from before the foundation of the world. But the actual fulfillment of all that comes with resurrection. I mean, truly, until you rise from the dead, you really haven't imitated Christ to the fullest. You know, I mean, we have to actually rise up from our graves, and then we're just like Christ. And it says, when he appears, we're not sure what we're going to be, but we know we're going to be like him. So, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. Anything special about clamor? Yeah, well, you know, tumult, noise. Comes from a root that means to croak. This is, you know, again, don't take these things necessarily legalistically as far as, well, clamor, we should never make noise. Because clamor, tumult, outcry. Now, it says Jesus didn't lift up his voice in the streets, you know. He should not cry nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets. From Isaiah chapter 42. Right? But Jesus did go out and he said, hey, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at, you know, he did go out and he would, on the day of the feast, he cried, you know, if any man come to me, you know, I will give him of the water of life. I will cause him to drink of the wells of salvation. I forgot the exact quote. Okay, but you know, but he did do things where he was literally making noise in public, okay? If any man come unto me, or whatever, you know, you can research that on your own right now. The point is, but there's a sense in which he did not cause clamor, you know, just the way in which, you know, he did not come saying, I am the Messiah, I am he, look at me everyone, I'm the Lord Christ, bow down and worship me, for I am the Son of God. He did not cause his voice to be heard in the street in that way, lifting up and drawing attention to himself and saying, you know, every miracle he did, what did he say? I'm not sure if it was every single miracle that he said this, but many miracles he would say to them. I know he never said, oh, go and publish this everywhere. He would say, don't let anyone know what happened. Keep it secret. And immediately they disobey. I wonder if that wasn't like, you know, that's one commandment from Christ that I think that he never necessarily intended that they should keep. But he did it to fulfill righteousness in that it showed his humility. Say, okay, now I've done this for you. Now you do something for me. You tell everyone that Jesus healed you, okay? Okay, thank you. You know, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, this for that. Quid pro quo, you know. He didn't do that. I guess I think of that as clamor, you know, bitterness, you know. Let's put bitterness aside. But I tell you this, that the words of the men out there are very bitter to me. And as John said, he ate the book, and it was in his mouth as sweet as honey, but it made his belly bitter. Wrath, orge, heat. Or no, I can't read my writing. Thumos, heat, sorry. Anger, orge, passion. And clamor. But, you know, notice that, like I said, anger. It's just, you know, and be angry and sin not. Oh, wait a second. Are we allowed to be angry or not? Well, in a sense that it's sinful, you're not allowed to be angry. In the sense that it's righteous, yes. But the only way you can tell is by the Spirit of God. And he said, don't be angry and make excuse for yourself and then say, I'm holy. When the anger you have is not holy anger. Well, he did me wrong. I have a right to be angry with him. Be kind to one another. Remember, God forgave your sins.